Mark Ona, who developed polio as a young child, has dedicated much of his life to his native country's outdoors. Through his nonprofit organization called Brain Forest, Ona has held in check a government-approved plan to mine and log Gabon's lush parklands. President Omar Bongo, Africa's longest ruling leader, once declared 10% of Gabon protected territory. Rich in biodiversity, Ivindo National Park includes Kangu and Minguli Falls. But Ona says he learned of secret government negotiations with a development company.
Industrialization of Africa without an ecological consciousness will bring ruin to the African continent. Africa still has vegetation to protect us from disasters like the tsunami and Katrina hurricane. If we destroy the African forest, the second largest forest in the world, we are heading to catastrophe.
In 2007, a Chinese company began building a road through the national park. Ona exposed the company's secret agreement with the government to build a hydroelectric dam and expand iron mining operations within the park. There had been no environmental impact assessment.
Without our intervention, the Chinese would already be exploiting the mine and ignoring Gabonese law.
Although the government renegotiated the contract, Ona has been arrested repeatedly, and anti-government charges are still pending against him and five others.
No matter how I was treated in prison, my resolve is not weakened. I think even if I had to spend 10 years in prison, it is worthwhile to save what has to be saved.
During a trip to Washington, Ona said even jail can be an opportunity for activism.
By jailing us, they thought they would punish us. But it allowed us to see the awful living conditions, and we've written a report.
Ona's environmental work led the government to renegotiate the deal, and he says thousands of square kilometers will be saved from development. Mark Ona recently received the 2009 Goldman Environmental Prize. He says the $150,000 prize money will go toward his efforts to save the Gabon forest. I'm Paul Sisko for VOA's Making a Difference in Washington.